Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim Galante with Executive Director of HVU, Mike Villagrana. Mike, how are we doing, sir?
We're doing good. Doing great. Excited to be back off of spring break. A lot of things cooking in the kitchen this past spring break. Got a lot of work done. But excited to get back. I think we have a couple more weeks of winter workouts. And then that'll lead into spring ball, which I'm sure everybody, this has to be one of the more anticipated spring balls in recent past. But even before that, though, you know, we have Pro Day coming up Wednesday, which I'm really excited about. And again, another highly anticipated Pro Day for us with all the different guys that are going to be participating. So just a lot of things going on. Excited. Weather is getting nice sometimes and then it goes back to snowing. But for the most part, it's changing a little bit. So yeah, everything's good on my end.
It's getting there. I was telling you before we started here, I actually got out golfing this past week. It was 75 degrees. It was spectacular. Could wear shorts and a golf shirt. The only thing is a pond on the course still had ice on it. So that tells you everything you need to know about the weather around here, Mike.
That's right.
You were talking about, you know, anticipation for spring practice. You're right. Penn State fans are not used to this kind of turnover. It's the entire coaching staff. The team itself, it's a completely brand new team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nearly over 40 new guys. And what's really neat, too, is like from the experience that me, you, and Rick had at practice that one day,
yes.
You got to really kind of see like everybody involved from the trainers to the strength staff to everybody involved and what a mission it is just to coordinate and execute a practice. Well, that it's different with every staff. So it's going to be really neat how Coach Campbell and his staff execute practice. What's the kind of rhythm? You know, what's the duration? Some coaches, you'll hear Cignetti talk about, you know, being really efficient and using time. You're only out on the field for like an hour. And then you'll have some coaches that are out there for like hours, right? They really kind of drag it on. You know, what's Coach Campbell's process going to be? What's the juice going to be like in practice? You know, it's really exciting, especially from, a pure football guy that, you know, kind of gets motivated based off of like the vibes and everything. So everything, all vibes have been great leading up to now. So I can only imagine spring ball being awesome and not a disappointment at all.
Well, it's amazing because Kurt Cignetti, obviously so successful over these last 2 years at Indiana. So everyone hears what he says. That must be the best way to do it. But there really isn't just one way or one style. It depends on the coach, what's right for him and his staff and his team.
Yeah, and how do they want to develop long-term? Because remember, spring ball is really kind of back to the basics, right? Everything's like reinstalled, especially with a brand new team and a new staff. Like this is a great opportunity to really introduce the one-on-one stuff, right? Or the 100-level stuff. And then that should lead into, you know, developing more, advanced schemes and whatever in the playbook that's a little bit deeper. But, yeah, this is going to be the surface level stuff, you would think. And it's going to be really not just the X and O's, but just the culture. You know, Coach Campbell continue to establish his culture and how he wants guys to practice, right? Like what's his standard going to be in practice? You know, like everybody has their different nuances. So it's just going to be really exciting, you know, especially for me. Like, again, I've been around a billion different other type of coaches. I've been with a Mike Leach who doesn't even come to practice until period four with his iPods in and with a banana, you know, and then you have guys like, you know, Huff that's out there like super early. Joe Moorhead, you know, had his like different things. Obviously Franklin had his different things. So yeah, it's just going to be exciting to see how he puts his mark on the culture of practicing.
And I think what's a bit unique about this team is it's not just the new coaching staff, but with the new players coming in, with so many players coming with Matt Campbell from Iowa State, who know what those things are, know what the culture is, know what the, you know, idiosyncrasies, these are the things he wants you to do at practice. And then you still get have a good number of returnee, Penn State returnees. You've got like, it's almost like two different teams being merged into one.
Yeah. Yeah. The old or the retained Penn State and the Iowa State team coming in, merging together. But I think the way that the staff has handled themselves and the way that they've transitioned couldn't have been any better and smoother. I've talked to multiple guys that were retained or on the new staff. And just saying, just my opinion, not that it's means anything, but just from my lens and seeing it, just seemed like it was very smooth. And that's coming from my lens. Obviously, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that I don't see that are probably really hard and difficult to manage. But from my lens, again, like the transition seemed awesome. And so the transition to the winter workouts even seemed even better. So he's establishing the way that he's going to coach in these winter workouts, which should help transition to the practice field for spring ball.
Well, I think it one of the players, I think it may have even been Rocco Beck, talked about, you know, when first arriving, the retained Penn State guys would eat lunch at one table. The Iowa State players would be together at another table.
It's like, remember the Titans.
Yes, yes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you've got to – and sometimes those things just take a little bit of time.
Naturally.
All of a sudden, the running backs will form their own little clique, and the quarterbacks will, you know, because you just get some familiarity. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes along.
But how those, to me, Jim, honestly, like how those guys become really close together is they sweat together and they go through hard times together. That's how they're going to get really close together. And I think the accountability and the tactics and strategies that Coach Campbell has right now to hold those guys accountable and those guys are going through winter workouts together right now, I think the combo of that is going to really help these guys kind of gel together. And just the Iowa State guys, just the culture, the type of kids that those are, the guys that they are, at least me being around them, they're good dudes. They're culture dudes. Right. And the guy, at least all the guys that Coach Campbell and Derek brought. And that's, I always say that about Penn State kids. They're good kids. They're good kids for the most part.
Well, that was the other thing that I've been emphasizing since this began, where a lot of people describe this as Ames, Iowa East, you know, just picked up the Iowa State team and brought it over. But I think what, and you alluded to it there, it wasn't picking up that team and bringing it over here. It was cherry picking the cream of the crop. It was the best talent, the best culture guys. He brought over the guys that he wanted, not just everyone who was on the roster at Iowa State could come to Penn State.
Yeah, and he had to come in and see what he had to work with too, right? And he had to get a feel for it. He had to talk to Terry, other coaches. What am I working with? Who do we want to come back? Who do we need to stay? Who's trying to leave? He had to do all that too simultaneously while trying to see who he's going to want to take from the Iowa State team. And it seems like it all worked out really well. It definitely was a grind for them. I don't think he stopped meeting with players and coaches for like 3 weeks straight, you know, to get to a point where they felt good about it. And I think everybody's pretty happy, at least on paper, where you're seeing some of those studs that they had at Iowa State that did decide to come over. So I think I'm excited to learn more about them, and as well as I'm sure all the fans are too.
Well, you know, just the example that I use is at tight end, where you have a guy like Andrew Rapelier, who you and I both just love as a player. You know, we've agreed on that. Then you go to Iowa State and you bring in a Benjamin Brommer, who's an exceptional player. And they brought another tight end named Gabe Burkle, who's also a very good player. So it's almost like, okay, we get the best of both worlds.
It's that problem, I guess, this time last year when we were talking, it's like, how are they going to get the ball to everybody? You know, because you have the running backs are studs, the receivers are studs, tight ends are studs. So, yeah, it's a good problem to have. But I think they have a system, right? Like, it's not like in the past where we're rotating through coordinators, right? Coordinators are going on like their second, third year. Like this, they know the system that they want to run. And you have Rocco Beck leading the way, who will remind you that, you know, as is the most experienced starter coming back in the 26th season. So I feel great about that. And having Rocco kind of lead the way, because he's kind of he's the mouthpiece to the team right now, right? And he's going to help kind of spread the word and the culture that, you know, the staff wants to make sure that they get, you know, in place.
And you brought up a good point with Rocco Beck's experience. If we look at the last year or two through the playoffs, teams that were succeeding, they were bringing in veteran quarterbacks. You know, Indiana's the obvious example, but they're not the only ones. There were other teams, you know, Ohio State did it in their national championship season. You saw Oregon bring in Dante Moore. You know, Michael Penix was a transfer, ironically, from Indiana, you know. Yeah. But that trend of bringing in not just talented quarterbacks, but very experienced quarterbacks, that does seem to be a trend in college football.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Like, you have to have a quarterback, right? You have to have a dude. And so getting those guys that have reps at, you know, a higher level than high school and seeing that on tape and be able to evaluate from that standpoint, there's an advantage. You got to entertain that versus taking a guy that's a high school kid that may still need a year or two to develop in a college system. So, yeah, like, you're seeing a lot of it, not just quarterback, but all the positions, right? That's why the conversation and the hot topic right now when it comes to high school recruiting is some of the higher end kids that are top recruits are demanding a higher number, which business wise doesn't always make sense because you're not going to get a return on them in a year or two. We've been talking about that for a while now, but I think it's just starting to really kind of resonate with like national media and kind of seeing kind of how this thing's evolving. But that's a real question. Like why not go get the Fernandos or the, drawing a blank, the kid that went to Chambliss. He may be playing another year, may not. But, like, that kid, it was at Fair State, right? Like, but he's dominating on film, and you see attributes and things that can translate to the big-time level, right? So it makes sense. And, look, we took a smaller school quarterback to add to our quarterback room. You never know. Those guys are hungry. They're coming from nothing, you know, limited resources. So it's going to be exciting.
And they have experience. All right, we've just begun. Lots more to go after this break.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team. Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by HVU, or should I say HVU Insider. We'll tell you all about that in a second. I'm Jim Galante. With me, Executive Director of HVU, Mike Villagrana. Mike, we were talking about the team itself and all the changes for this season and what's going on, which is a lot. But over at HVU, you've got a boatload of things going on, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And in a sense, we've kind of consolidated and really kind of focused on one certain niche. And as I've talked on this radio show with you in recent passes, like since I've got here the past year, I came into this thinking I had an understanding of collectives. And then I think anybody that does really doesn't. And so then I came into it. You know, kind of working directly with football, and I thought I was going to absolutely love it, but I ended up being more confused at the beginning just because, like, we got hit nationally with just different changes and rules and guardrails that made collectives as a whole pivot. So we just kept, and that happened a couple times within the past year, which not only is confusing to me, but when I'm talking to somebody and I want to, you know, talk highly about what we're doing, it's hard when we're pivoting and you don't know exactly what's going on. And it's confusing already. Right. Like NIL landscape, you ask a casual fan, they're just going to tell you it's confusing. Like, and then each individual university ecosystem is different and set up. Right. So that for a Penn State fan specifically, it can be a little bit more confusing, too. It's like you got all these things. You got PlayFly Max, you got PlayFly, you got ACS, you have the quarterback club, you have the alumni association, you have HBU. You have all these different entities that are trying to work together efficiently, right, for the overall goal, which is to raise enough money consistently so we can sustain this model, which I think is tough just in general. But I really think the way that we're positioned now is really cool. I'm basically a one-man band over here at HVU. So since I got here, you know, one of the big things that we wanted to try to roll out, which wasn't, you know, groundbreaking or anything, but it was a message board, just because I've talked about it in the past. I've been really intact with the message board community just because of my job running recruiting departments. You deal with those sites because, you know, there's a partnership, you know, basically a handshake with those guys. And so what we thought was like, hey, we can't be a huge entity like 247 on three, but why not? Let's try to bring and monetize off of some of the information that we can provide to fans, right? So that's what our thought was initially. And that was over 8 months ago. And the first couple of versions that came up, I'm like, guys, this ain't it. Because some of the people that I was dealing with, they don't know that world. Like if you ask somebody that knows that world, they know that world. But if they don't know message boards and like that world, the recruiting service world, it's foreign. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Having to deal with that with people that really didn't understand it really made the system and the process kind of really slow. Right. And then it turned to, hey, Mike has this pretty cool like position. You know, he's got experience in recruiting. He knows a lot of people externally and internally at Penn State, just from a relationship standpoint. Why don't we try to roll out something more robust than just a message board? So they the company that I work for is Blueprint Sports. All right. You know, they oversee a couple of other different properties like Maryland, SMU, and some other schools. So they partnered with a marketing company, Dropped and Odyssey, who does something similar, but they do for like F1, Live Golf, kind of like a gamification type of platform. Right. It has nothing to do with recruiting services, but they saw this and they're like, all right, let's go fly out. So they flew out August. One marketing guy, he was a developer from Boston and then really kind of the marketing guy from Sacramento. So they flew in and they sat with me, kind of talked through it. And then we're like, man, this could be really cool. Something different that nobody's doing. It's not trying to simulate a recruiting service per se. It's recruiting, but we're not trying to be them. There's a lot of like things that are similar, but we're not like, we just can't. That those are well-oiled big time machines. Right. Yeah. So we started rolling it out. This was in August, starting rolling out a plan. And now we're sitting here in March 16th, right, when this airs. And we're starting to roll it out. So HVU Insider, which is a way that you can go in, get some information based off the relationships that I have. You know, we just started rolling out last week. We're going to do a position rollout for the 27s, our top guys in the program. So we started running backs. We'll get through all of them, and then I'll drop, you know, who our top guys are based off of my conversations with people that I'm connected to inside the building. And then I'll do that for the 27 class, 28, 29, and we'll just continue to do that. And then on top of that, I want to be able to interact, and talk about, you know, ask me anything. You know, talk to me about, you know, what's the quarterback room looking like? What's Rocco like? Who are we going to look at now that we don't have Keymon Spell? Or is there still a play for Keymon? Like, just stuff like that to interact. I'm excited about, but it's kind of a slower rollout because there's a lot of different pieces that need to be implemented, but I'm excited about it. And so we're going to do that. We're going to have interviews with the players. We're going to do interviews with the staff and talk about, you know, their recruitment. Right, a pro day. We're going to do some what I like to call it a recruiting time capsule. So at pro day, we'll bring in some of the guys that are there, maybe some of the agents, some of the coaches, and talk about what like an 18 or 17 year old will tell yourself now. And then if we're lucky, we'll talk to some agents too. We're going to have some big time agents there, and just talking about the landscape of college recruiting. Me and you talk about it all the time, like we don't even need to talk about Penn State. There's like interesting, like controversial things that we can talk about forever. So basically I probably don't do it any justice explaining it. But that's what we're rolling out. I'm really excited about it. I know exactly like what it is. It's recruiting. It's what I loved in 2015 when I first came to Penn State. And then I was explaining this to somebody the other day. I was like, when I first got here in 15 and I was just another recruiting guy, it was the best, you know, because like I didn't have any like administration like task or anything. It was just recruiting boards, you know, getting connected with high school coaches, runners, trainers, the families. I loved it. It was awesome. And that's why I think we had a team that was pretty like-minded. That's why we did pretty good in recruiting when I was here that first thing. But as I got longer, as I got into the leading recruiting departments, it just became like I was an administrator. And this is what I was telling somebody yesterday. I was like, I loved like interacting and like talking to like the players. I literally did not talk to players or recruits probably that last 2 years because it was just a matter of like dealing with compliance, dealing with academics, dealing with external, dealing with this, putting this fire out. Whereas now, like in this position, I'm not just dealing with football. I'm dealing with all sports, which is amazing. It's awesome, especially at a place like Penn State. So that's why it's like I love this position, this opportunity that we have. And like it should be a win-win for everybody. And you know me, like that's what I talk about ever since I've been here is like, what can we do? How can I take this and be a win-win? Well, you know, still, you know, making the suits and the big dogs happy. you know? But how can I manage it where it's a win-win for everybody? And I think it's at a place where I can really navigate it so that it is. And I'm having fun doing it. I really am.
Well, and folks, tell the folks where they can get access to it, Mike.
So yeah, it's live now. I think by, you know, in the next couple of weeks, it'll be a full functioning website at HVU Insider. You can go to the older website. To me, it looks a little archaic. We're working on consolidating. So if you go to Happy Valley United Insider, it'll take you to the actual platform. And then you can still go to the old platform where it has, you know, some other things on there, but we're going to end up consolidating both. So HVU Insider is the all encompassing website. It's just time to kind of change with the times. It's a reset for, you know, Happy Valley United, which is really cool, because it's good timing because with the school and administration and, you know, with ACS and Doug Phil is kind of managing all of the different NIL buckets, it's been a really good transition so far.
Well, so you could go to happyvalleyunited.com and you'll see HVU Insider there.
Yeah.
And to get membership, now I went in and did it. So membership is free. All you got to do is give your email address and you're in.
Yeah, that's it. And then, you know, the gamification part that I mentioned earlier, you get actually more points to you get more points as you like finish your registration. You just, you know, add like, you know, typical stuff when you sign up for stuff, you know, your favorite this and that. And then what that does, it allows you to make more entries into sweepstakes. So a big part of this is the access that we have, right? So we'll have access to fan day. We'll have, you know, access to the games. We'll have access to blue, white. It's just different events, right? So we want to be able to put sweepstakes. When you go to the website, you're always going to see right at the top some kind of sweepstakes, right? So you sign up, you get a couple points. All right, enter, and so you get 5 points signing up. We'll use those points to add a couple entries for the pro day, right? The pro day sweepstakes that you know, we're launching, that will, you get, if you win, you get to spend a day with me at pro day. You know, not the best.
And if you lose, you get 2 days with Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Good thing with pro days, there's a lot of people, so you're not just going to be dealing with me. You're going to be around me, but I'm going to be able to introduce you to a bunch of different people. You're going to really, pro day is like one of the core events. I love pro day, especially in Huluba. It, like, just the way that it's Huluba is now, it's huge. It has all the white different what do you call those? The things that you pull down, the big white. Penn State, the graphics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know where you're headed. The big white things that you pull down. I'm not yeah, sure real what good you're talking about.
So, yeah, and then you have all these scouts there. And for me, it's really cool because I've been an NFL liaison, and I've had to deal with a lot of the guys. So it's like almost like a reunion. You get to see all of the players come back you haven't seen since the end of the season, and they look, you know, they look like, you know, Hercules.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it more on the other side. Stay with us.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team. Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim Galati. With me, Executive Director of HVU, Mike Villagrana. This is quarter number 3 of our show. Mike, when we finished up segment number 2, you're talking about HVU Insider. It's like a whole new HVU, providing a lot of inside content, inside information, things that other folks just don't have access to the way that you do, which is tremendous. You were mentioning Pro Day, which is sneaking up on us. That's coming up Wednesday. So there's ways you're having a contest within the website where someone's going to get win the opportunity to spend the time with you. Now, this Pro Day, this is on Wednesday this week. I was there with you last week. I was the prize winner essentially last year, Mike, because I got to spend Pro Day with you last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was. You're right there on the field. You know, it's the kickers kicking field goals, and the ball goes off the wall through the upright against the wall, and you bounces towards you. You got to throw the football back into play. You know, yeah. You're so close. You're right on the field, and little things start to happen. I remember there were some Penn State players, obviously performing for pro scouts, and like receivers or defensive backs would need a quarterback to for their showing. So Drew was doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Then later on, I'm seeing these balls flying around, and it's obviously it wasn't Drew. I'm like, who's that? It was Trace McSorley doing that for some other players, helping out in the process. It was obvious it was a quarterback, you know, just the way the ball was coming out. So that's the kind of thing that you see. It's like, oh my goodness, who's that? And you start to find out. It's a lot of fun. Anyone who is interested, get onto the website and start. How do you win? Do you accumulate points? How does that work? How are you getting the winner?
By signing up, I think you get like 5 points, right? Just to sign up on the website. each entry is, you know, 5 points. So I think we have 90 entries right now. We just posted this not too long ago. It's basically a flash, like it's like basically a flash sale, right? Like a flash one. It was last minute, but we wanted to do it because we were able to do it. And it's going to be really cool. You know, last year we did it with State Media and Ali Berube. And it was just really cool, really good rotation. I thought last year was kind of cool. I've never met him, but Drew Rosenhaus, you know, the super agent. Yeah, he represents Abdul Carter, so he was there. And even Abdul, like for people that don't know Abdul, like he's a different cat. And like he had his family and his, you know, and kind of his circle. And like when he walked in, it was like a celebrity walked in, right? He had his like entourage and like just like that being around while you have everything else going on is pretty neat. And then you see, you know, a bunch of the, I think this year, I don't know who's coming, but like big time ones like this, like I wouldn't be surprised if a couple head coaches are here. There'll definitely be some GMs with the guys that we have. Like I know the season didn't work out the way that we wanted to, especially for like Drew, but Drew's still a highly rated guy. And people didn't forget that from last year that he was basically, if he would have went last year, you've been the number two guy off the board, right? So I think there's a lot of things that he can do in this pro day that can help him, but there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna want to be there, so it's just gonna make it that much better. Plus you got all the other guys there, and what you forget about, you know, the big names like Drew and Singleton and Katron, right? But there's some of the other guys that really need to fight their ass off and do a really good job there, you know, to help their stock. And those guys kind of get they don't get talked about as much, but I really enjoy seeing those guys do well too. And then everybody collectively, it's just a really cool camaraderie. Everybody, if one guy does good, everybody feels it and everybody feels good about it and roots everybody on. So it's just a really cool thing. And it happens really quick. It's kind of like signing day. You know, it starts really early and then, you know, you're looking at 12 o'clock and you're like, holy crap, this thing's already over. And you feel like you've been up for like 4 days.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. If Drew's going to be there throwing, seeing him throw up close is something special. You know, you could see it on TV and from the stands, but there's nothing like being close to just go, holy cow, that's an amazing arm.
Yeah, and then the size, right? You can't really get a feel for how big kids are on TV until you see them. And I remember, like, my first time seeing Drew, I'm like, holy crap, he's a big-ass kid. And so, GMs and then all those people that maybe haven't seen him in person yet, like, he's going to wow people, like, physically, his arm talent, all that. I don't think that's been the problem. I don't think that's the problem people have questions about with him. He has all that. It's just, you know, he's just unfortunately had, you know, some bad plays and some big moments that now people are questioning, you know, his total makeup. But I think he's such a he's going to have so many people in his corner that are going to be able to help him navigate through this process. And he'll end up on top of this thing. And he's already kind of like the controversial guy nationally. Yeah. When you go on, you know, the toxic Twitter, you know, you'll see, you know, a bunch of like, now he's the number two guy off the board. Why? Because of this, just that dialogue. That's good. That's good pub for him.
Oh, well, and I always felt that he looks like what an NFL quarterback should look like.
100%.
You know, 6'5", 230. But to me, it's that arm talent. And I think back, you and I were at practice together, and they were doing the drill, one-on-one receiver against a defender.
Yeah.
And he threw a ball like little right in front of us to a receiver. He was not open, Mike. He was not open at all. There was like this little tiny window, and he could put it there with velocity. And I just went, holy, can't say it on the radio here, you know. So impressive. And that's the kind of thing that you see on pro day up close. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. You had mentioned on the new HVU Insider, there's going to be content and information that you, with your recruiting background, you're going to talk about different positions and potential recruits, class of 27 players. And in fact, you could go to the HVU website and read this article. I recommend you do it. But it listed five different running backs. Did I count correctly, or four? Four or five of them.
It's still five. Four right now. It's five. It's the Keemon is the fifth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You said if someone wants to ask a question, like, for example, about Keemon Spell, who committed elsewhere.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do my first Ask Mike here. I'll ask the question. What about Keemon Spell? I know theoretically, and until they signed, they haven't signed. So what's the word on Keemon Spell?
I think we're status quo right now with Keemon Spell. Obviously, it's just we made a push for him at a time where we felt good about it. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to come on campus. I think that visit would have been a really big visit for us, obviously. But the great thing about this is that we have a lot of time, right? Coach Campbell hasn't coached a game in Beaver Stadium yet, right? That buzz that we have the opportunity to create with recruits when a new head coach comes in and he's successful, that's all the recruiting that you need, right? And that's easy for me to say right now because we didn't get him, right? Georgia was able to reel him in right now, but we have time to make up for it. So we're not giving up. Coach Hug, Savon, and Hooge and those guys and the staff in the front office, they're not giving up on Keemon. And think about Keemon too. Keemon came back and flirted back with Penn State after he decommitted, right? Yeah. So that means that I think there's something about Penn State with him. It's just not who's the coach. I think Penn State, the school, actually resonates with this kid and his family. So now you go into the season and, you know, say we have some success, which we're all hoping for. He sees that. He feels that. He's in the state. He's got all the people, all the Penn State guys in his ear. Like, that can swing momentum later down the line for us. So I would just hang tight. But not only Keemon, if we don't get Keemon, we have a bunch of good guys on the board right now that the staff feels like they're in really good positions. We got all set up. We got visits set up with all these top four guys. So really excited about him. I think when you look at the type of running back that we're recruiting, it's a certain type of back. It's an all around every down back guy that is big, thick, can fall forward, maybe doesn't have that Saquon gear that will outrun an angle on the second level or hit a home run, you know, every game, but it's going to be Mr. Dependable. And that's like the first guy that I did an eval on that you can go on and see is on Aiden Gibson, talking to his mom. And the kid seems like a great kid. He's going to be coming in, I think, early April. He's coming on a visit. Then he also has his OB already set up. But, like, when you watch his film, he's not – and he's playing good South Carolina ball. You're not going to see him, like, look like a burner. But he is an every down back, can make him first guy miss. And those guys are huge for us, right? They're huge depending on the type of offense. And if you look at the offense that Matt Campbell has ran, it's a typical, like, NFL style kind of, you know, offense. So that kind of running back makes sense to me. So there's about four guys on there. If you go on and check it out, you can go on the message board, ask me anything about the threads. I'll be very active on there. Again, I'm just looking to have fun, looking to interact with fans, want to ask things. And I'm not, you know, a 247 or on three guy. I'm not. I just have a different perspective, similar, but I have, you know, pretty good. I have pretty good sources, I guess.
Well, I'm going to support Mike and his recruiting eye. There's been multiple times where he and I have had conversations and he has said, look out for this guy, Jim. You know, I'm like, well, he was a three-star, Mike. Don't worry about that, Jim. Ignore that. That's a guy who's going to be playing on Sundays. Yeah. And you know what? I think every time he has said something, it has come true. So Mike's a voice that you could rely on. Now, I have the other guys here from that article. I want to ask you about them, get you to just comment on each one of them. Our listeners love to hear about recruits. We're going to do that, Mike, right after this break.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team. Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four of our show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim, he's Mike, Executive Director at HVU. And Mike, we were giving folks a little bit of a sample of what they could expect to hear about on the new HVU Insider. And you took a look at running backs. Now, we've talked about Kamen Spell. He's the Pennsylvania running back, originally committed to Penn State, decommitted with the coaching change, eventually committed to Georgia, which doesn't mean a whole lot these days until they actually sign. So there's quite a ways to go on that. But there are other running back opportunities in the class of 27. You talked a bit already about Aiden Gibson, 6'1", 203-pounder from South Carolina. There's a few other names that we should be aware of. Who are they?
Yeah, so the next guy, and like I was just telling Jim in the break, is like, fans, like, go to the website. Most of these guys that we're going to get interviews with, they're about like 10, 15-minute interviews, and we'll put out some good clips of, you know, what they say. And really what we're trying to find out of these interviews is just more about the person, right? Like, a lot of the recruiting services, they do a really good job with, like, finding out about, all right, what visit are they going to? Are they going to stay committed? OVs, all that good stuff, right? We're kind of, like, more focused on, all right, let's figure out about this kid. Let's figure out a little bit more about the person. I mean, in this NIL era, like, you want to know about these kids. You want to know about their branding, and this helps kind of get that branding going, hopefully in a good way. So you can go on the website. Most of these guys, there are going to be interviews, and, you know, that kind of, like, segues into the next guy that I'll talk about is Gary Walker. So he's a 27 running back out of Creekside High School. Very dominant high school in Atlanta area for anybody that knows recruiting. Creekside kids, they're always loaded, always. I think wherever you are, you're always recruiting. It doesn't matter if you're on the West Coast, you're usually still going to recruit Atlanta. Everybody recruits Atlanta, if not, like, has like four or five coaches in the region. And Creekside being one of the most prominent schools there, you know, they're pumping out another running back, Gary Walker. We have an interview coming up with him. He fits that mold, you know, that running back, that pro style running back mold, when you look at him physically. So he's going to be coming. I'll have more on the through my social channels and on the website. I'll talk more about him, his evaluation. And then there's Trey Segura, who comes from Burns High School, another South Carolina kid, just like Aiden Gibson. When I was in Virginia Tech, we recruited the heck out of South Carolina. And that was, like, really the first time I really got to I've always kind of spot recruited there wherever I've been. But we really had a real focus there, you know, just, you know, where we're at. And the football in South Carolina is really good. So this kid, Trey Segura, he comes from Burns High School, big-time high school out of Duncan, South Carolina. He's another big-time running back. I'll have an evaluation and an interview with him coming up this next week. And then there's Dejon Tally Rhodes, who comes from the D.C. area out of St. John's College High School. Again, kind of like the school Creekside, everybody recruits St. John's College High School. It's always up there. Like, you got the IMGs. It's right up there with those schools. So having backs at these highly you know, competitive and big time schools like that is a good sign. So yeah, those are our top guys right now. It's always changing, but those are our top guys right now that we got on. Come to the website, come to the message boards, interact with me. Let's talk about them. I'll talk about my evaluations. Running backs to me is it's a fun one. I don't really get frustrated at all evaluating this position. There's other positions that just like naturally, like as a recruiter, you like evaluating some positions versus others. Running back's always been a fun one for me. So love to, you know, chalk it up, talk about them. I'll let you guys know who each one reminds me of. I'll do a player comp with guys that they remind me of that I've seen in person in their ceiling. And so, yeah, and it's all free. I forgot to mention that.
That's a good thing. Well, in looking at running backs, you talked about the different positions and which positions you enjoy recruiting. At running back, it seems like, you know, there's some obvious things that you could do with a running back. How fast are they? How strong are they? You know, those are raw numbers. Those are facts, not opinion. What are the other things that you would look for in a running back that stand out to you that make you say, yeah, that's a guy that we're interested in?
I think it depends on your scheme, right? I think everybody looks for speed, right? But there's different kinds of speed depending on the type of offense that you're running. But I think for this staff, just specifically from guys that I've talked to, you know, when they're looking at running back, you know, there's basically five critical factors. And like every school kind of they tag it a different. It's a critical factor. It's a trait. It's a, you know, it's something that they're specifically looking for. And usually there's some type of grading system with this trait. So but the five that we're really looking for at running back, it's contact balance, meaning when, say, Aiden gets hit at the line of scrimmage, right, is he able to keep his balance and keep going to the next level? Or like whenever he gets hit, is he able to keep his balance? Pretty simple, right? Self-explanatory. But that's a huge thing for running backs. And a lot of these bigger backs, most of the time they have good contact balance because they're bigger, right? Yeah. That's one big one. Vision's a huge one. You know, are they running into the backs of a center or a guard? Are they able, like on stretch plays, are they able to kind of like ride it out so they open up the gaps? And then are they able to see that and then hit it at the right time? Like that's vision. I always think of the running back from the Steelers. He quit. He retired a year early. He kind of had a screw loose. gosh, forget his name. But he, when, if you had a picture or a video of vision, it was him. Gosh, I can't forget his name, Jim. But he literally would hide behind his lineman, waiting for things to evolve for him to then hit the hole. That's vision. And then vision also, when you get to the second level, are you able to set up maybe that safety or corner to make a miss, like that type of vision, that stuff. And then change of direction, basically COD, agility. That's kind of standard all around. Is this kid able to make a cut and go? That's obviously big for a running back, right? Is he going to be, that's going to help with his make you miss ability. And then burst acceleration. So with a vision, is he able to hit that hole and then accelerate through that hole? When you watch enough tape, you're able to see a distinct difference in guys when they hit that second hole, that linebacker level. Can they go or do they stay the same? That's something that they're looking for. And versatile, and are they versatile? And I think in a pro style offense, you're going to want to see guys that are able to help in the catching game. And when you watch Aiden Gibson's film, he's damn near as productive, especially in his sophomore year, in the receiving game than the running game. Like that's huge to have. Look at Saquon and all those crazy catches and all the things. The Big Ten championship game, right? Making that catch on that wheel route against Saquon, right? Or I don't know if you guys remember that game against Indiana. It was I think it was homecoming. He made that sick one-handed catch. Yes. Right. And like had to have that is huge for us. Right. I thought we were going to see a lot more of that from Nick this year, but unfortunately we didn't. But yeah, having that is big. So just recap, five big things that we're looking for, you know, when we're looking at a film is contact balance, vision, change of direction, you know, burst, acceleration. Does he have that extra gear? And then versatility. Those are the big things that we're looking for. Not me, but I think the staff is looking for.
Well, it's interesting. As you're reciting these, I'm thinking of Saquon as you mentioned each trait.
Well, yeah. Like, well, yep, if you're grading, yep, yeah, if you're grading and it's like 1 to 10, yeah, he's a 10 on all of those, right?
Exactly.
That's a pretty cool thing too. I love to talk to fans about is just all the different identification systems that I've been a part of. I've built. Everybody does it different. NFL has a really cool, unique way. Each organization, each database, each system. The NFL literally brings somebody in, a developer, and they build their entire system around one brand new system a developer makes. There's no like the Eagles don't use the same system the Browns use, right? Like,
right.
It's all unique. In college, it's a little different. There's usually one system. There's like two or three companies that monopolize the space. So everybody kind of has the same structure. And that's been really neat to play around with, to develop your own identification system, to make it run and execute through through the front office, to the coaches, to the head coach. It's all really neat stuff I'd love to talk to fans about.
Well, the one trait that you brought up is the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. That's one of the things my, you know, eye looks for with running backs, because I think that can create so many big plays and also salvage a play, you know, as the safety net, you know, the running back, he stays in the block and then peels out, makes a catch. All of a sudden, it's like the pocket's collapsing. Next thing you know, you have Nick Singleton catching a little pass and going 40 yards.
Well, look at when I was with Mike Leach, you know, I got to see it firsthand. Like, instead of running the ball, he would just do screens, yes, or a shuffle pass. And, you know, a lot of those guys were good running backs. He just liked using them in the passing game like that. I remember we recruited Woody Marks. I forget who he plays for now, but he barely ran the damn ball. And now he's killing in the NFL, right?
Well, that's – and I was looking – you mentioned it a bit that you were looking for it. I was looking for it. I think everybody was looking for it, that ability to get – we say things like get Nick Singleton on the edge. Well, how about throwing him the ball? And I loved it when he went out of the backfield, lined up wide, just get him the ball wide and good things would happen. I think that is an underrated trait for running backs.
Well, it's huge. I mean, look at the league. Look at the Chiefs and the way they use their running backs.
Yeah.
You know, that helps the quarterback so much, right? Like, so much. Now, the position that I love that we're going to be rolling out tomorrow, or when this is on, it'll be Monday. So we'll be rolling out the defensive ends. I absolutely love evaluating defensive ends. I love evaluating the big guys, O-line and D-line. And when I talk about frustrating evaluations, the offensive line is probably the most frustrating to me because it's so easy to miss because they're so underdeveloped versus other.
That's got to be one of the tougher things. But yeah, you're going to be evaluating defensive ends this week. That means
my top guys too.
Next week, you and I are going to be talking about that, and I look forward to that. That's got to be the last word. As always, Mike went way too fast. Yep. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.